like the original series of Star Trek, the Google Reader gets canceled.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, equipping more routes with in-flight Wi-Fi. You can buy a Wi-Fi pass at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Google says it's doing what it calls spring cleaning and sending out to the landfill Google Reader. That's a handy tool for pulling news and blogs into one spot. The company says, quote, while the product has a loyal following, over the years, usage has declined. That loyal following isn't taking this lying down. More than 100,000 people have signed online petitions to keep the Reader. The thing is free, and I'd been using it to keep tabs on about 50 tech publications. Euthanizing the Reader on July 1st is a reminder that many of us get dependent on online tools, but big internet companies can change the rules at any time.
I mean, look, Google works for Google. Google doesn't work for us. It doesn't work for the government. It doesn't answer to our needs as citizens, informed or otherwise.
Siva Vaidyanathan is author of The Googleization of Everything. He sees the Reader's death sentence as a sign Google isn't that interested in what we call the World Wide Web. He argues Google, like Facebook, wants to be the web.
What that really means to me is that Google is deciding to double down on its vision for being the operating system of our lives, not just the operating system of the web. The web may be something we think of, you know, as a sort of quaint medium in 10 years. But Google wants to make sure that whether it's a device we carry in our pocket or our eyeglasses or our automobiles, Google is the company managing the data flows and tracking where we are at all moments and offering us opportunities as consumers to then feed the Google accounts through advertising.
Siva Vaidyanathan is also a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia. Other companies are jumping in to fill the impending gap. The startup Feedly is quickly finishing up an alternative.